Number 46 from December of 2008, You Gotta Love It. On our recent vacation in Minnesota, Deborah and I got to spend a lot of time not only with my father, but with my brother as well. He is laid off from his plumbing job because of the current economic collapse and has lots of time to go deer hunting this fall, so he was out at the farm every day. I've never been a deer hunter myself. As you know, my taste as a hunter leans more towards shooting varmints and other undesirable creatures. But I was amazed at the amount of gear and equipment that he had for his deer hunting. He has a crossbow for bow hunting, a gun for shotgun season, 3 blinds, several boxes of arrows and shells, deer scent masking agents, a meat grinder, a meat mixer, a meat smoker, meat casing, sausage stuffer, dehydrator, binoculars, camouflage, clothing, license, and tags. I'm sure there are a lot of items that you deer hunters will see that I have missed, but even at that, it is an impressive array of stuff. I would never have the patience to dink around with all this paraphernalia, nor would I have the money. I am convinced that my brother spends at least $3 for every $1 worth of meat that he eventually eats. I said as much to him, and he replied, "Yeah, you gotta love it." He then asked me how much money I made on my cattle this year, and I had to admit that the economic crisis had really knocked the profit out of the big profit I thought I was going to make. Kevin said, "So, you didn't make any money. One of the cows tried to kill you. You pulled a muscle trying to herd the calves. And you have to wake up when the stars are still out to go check them and feed them. Do I have that right?" "Yeah," I said, "you gotta love it." It struck me that there are some things that we do that may not make sense economically or in any other way, but yet we just feel compelled to do them. You just gotta love it, and that's all there is to it. When we do these things, whether it is hunting, fishing, ranching, riding, fixing up cars, cooking, shopping, or anything else, we usually display what is our passion. If people hit upon the subject of our passion, they will usually get an earful for quite some time. We love to talk about our passions. When people see us indulging our passions, they often talk about it as if it were a religious experience. For example, they might observe us and say, "Oh, he goes golfing religiously," or "he goes fishing religiously," and so on. Sometimes they can become enthused just from our excitement. It made me wonder if we can have the same excitement about our relationship with God. People may wonder about us also for our faith in Christ, just like I wondered about Kevin's passion, he wondered about mine. Why would anyone want to be part of a group that not only cannot promise a life without hardships, but actually pledges more suffering? Why would folks run to become part of something that involves work and even sacrifice? Why would people join something that would even take money out of their pockets? Why would anyone want to live a life that was for others and not for themselves? These are all valid questions. The answer is simply the same one my brother and I gave each other about our respective passions. You gotta love it. That is why we are passionate about our faith and our freedom in Christ. That is why Christians do what they do, sometimes against all common sense or personal gain. There is a joy that underlies everything that we do that common sense and hardship cannot squash. Our faith rarely makes logical sense. It just is, and it becomes our passion and our joy. The wild thing is that when other people feel our passion for the Lord, it carries them along too, and they cannot help but feel some excitement themselves. Maybe somebody is looking at you and saying, "Oh, he believes in the Lord religiously." You gotta love that.